So, I want you to turn with me to 1 John chapter 4. And I'm going to lay some foundation before I start talking about anything. I'm reading out the NIV. I'm also going to switch to the King James and part of this. But this is very important in this season, especially for me, and hopefully for you too. So starting with the NIV, I'm going to read it from verse 1. It reads like this: Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. For many false prophets have gone out into the world. And this is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus Christ is from God. This is the spirit of Antichrist, which you heard is coming and now is already in the world. You dear children from God, I mean, you are from God and have overcome the world because the one who in you is greater than he who is in the world. And I started asking God, well, what am I going to talk about today? And he said, the greater one is in you. And I said, okay, I could use some of that right now. I'll take that. But what in particular? And as I read it, something jumped out at me that I want to talk about. He says, don't believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see if they're from God. And this is important because people get moved by fame, especially in the ministry fame. You know, if you're famous and you're on TV, you give a word, I'm just going with it. He said, test the spirits to see if they have God. Everybody who does not confess that Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And notice he didn't say that we just believe that Jesus came in the flesh, but the Christ is there. The anointed one is the anointing, the promised Messiah, that the Messiah has come. Now, I believe in Jesus. Okay. Do you believe he's the Messiah? Do you believe he died for your sins? Do you believe he rose on the third day? And that's a really interesting situation because I get people come to me about mates, male and female. Oh, no, she believes in God. Oh, no, she. Well, scripture also says you say you believe in God, so do the devils, and they tremble. So that they believe in God, if that's enough for you, that puts a question on what your faith really is in and who you really believe in. But then he says, if he doesn't believe, they don't believe that Christ, meaning the Messiah, the promised one, has come, has risen, come to fulfill the purpose that he promised to come. He went on to say, not that person is not a good Christian or not a good person. He said that's the spirit of Antichrist. And that hit me because I understand, and we most Christians understand Antichrist. Oh, he's going to come. He's going to be an evil ruler. He's going to take over the earth, this and that and the other. But what I want you to see and really take into effect and into your hearts here is this very, very, very important statement. And that's, and I think it's in three. Let me see. Yes, yeah, three. He says, but every spirit that does not acknowledge that Jesus Christ or that Jesus is from God or Jesus came as the promised Messiah, right? This is the spirit of Antichrist. I want you to catch this. What you heard is coming. Ooh, all the movies, you know, Taken Away and Going Beyond and whatever the case may be. I don't know the name of them. The Afterlife, whatever you want to call them, right? He's coming, the Antichrist. He's going to be so spooky. Ooh, right? But he says, you heard he's coming, and now is already in the world. And that's the one that made me go, whoa. Okay. We're so caught up in this future spooky Antichrist that's going to come and do so much evil. And the scripture said, he's already here. Are you listening? And operating through everyone who does not acknowledge that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. That's some family members. That's some friends. That's some people we trying to date. You understand what I'm saying? You're trying to date some Antichrist spirit. You're trying to have a relationship with, oh no, but they come, they said they, you know, they believe in God and they, okay. He just said, whoever does not confess. And I said, wow. So if this is true, we trying to do business with some Antichrist spirits, right? We trying to work with it. Now, I'm not saying we're supposed to be mean and nasty and judge them and treat them bad, but I'm saying we need to be aware and stop trying to, yeah, but, and see it for what it is. And then he goes on to say, you dear children are from God and have overcome them. So now, nothing to be afraid of. You from God. You've already overcome them. They're not that spooky. It's not that deep. It's not that heavy. They've come, but he said, you overcome them because the one in you, the spirit of Christ, is greater than the spirit of Antichrist that is in them or in the world. Greater he that is in you than he that is in the world. He said, you heard he's coming, but he's already here, but you're greater. Are we listening? Antichrist, we heard he's coming, but he's already here, but you're greater. Say, I am greater than Antichrist in the world. Whoever he is, wherever he is, and whoever he's operating through, I'm greater. Now, I'm going to read some more, but I wanted to plant a couple of seed before I read any more. Whoever doesn't confess that the Messiah has come is a spirit operating in the spirit of Antichrist. Don't mean that they are Antichrist. They mean they're operating out of the spirit of Antichrist. That mean as we choose relationship situations, we need to understand who we're dealing with. You're not arguing with them, you're arguing with the spirit of Antichrist. Let's stay with this. Antichrist, we know the meaning of Christ if we've been in church long enough, the anointed one and his anointing, correct? So there's a spirit that's in opposition of the anointed one and his anointing. Right now, I want you to make sure your frequency is tuned in real close, because what I'm about to say to you is something you've never heard before, and it's going to be life-changing if you grab it. That means that anything that is anti-Christ in this world operating at you should be dealt with from the perspective that you are greater and the greater one is in you, and therefore it doesn't have power over you. I want to make sure you're hearing this because this is very, 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 very important. You listening to me? He was wounded for my transgressions, he was bruised for my iniquities, the chastisement of my peace upon him, and by his stripes I'm healed and made whole. That's the spirit and the gift of Christ. That means sickness and disease trying to attach itself to you and hold you is the spirit of Antichrist. And that spirit, the spirit that's in you, is greater than that. God provides all my needs according to his riches and glory. That's the spirit that comes from us being born again in Christ. Lack or attack on our finances or attack on our peace or attack on our freedom or attack on our growth or attack on our greatness is all anti the anointed one and his anointing. Anything that comes against you that goes against the promise of God is the spirit of Antichrist. Are you learning something today? And so that means anything that comes against you comes against me. Well, I'm going to pray and I'm going to seek the Lord and I'm going to ask God. I'm going to pray. And he's saying, wait a minute. Okay, that's an Antichrist spirit. And greater is he who's in you than he who's in the world. So you're trying to attack the situation instead of dealing with the fact that this is a spirit that has a job to do in the earth. His job is to do one thing and one thing only. Are you listening to me? Be anti the anointing. Be anti God's provision. Be anti God's blessing. Be anti God's wisdom. Be anti God. You understand what I'm saying? God's answers to you. That's his job. He is Antichrist. God sent Christ that he was in him have greater. He said, you the blessings on you in Christ are better than that of Abraham. Antichrist says, no, it's not. You got to struggle, you got to hurt, you got to be sick, you got to go through this, you got to have these pains, you got to have this lack, you got to have emotional turmoil, trauma, you got historic trauma, family trauma, you got all of these things that go, you need a therapist for all of this because you got to work through all of this stuff because these are real things. It's a real thing in the world. These are things you go through, these are mental, they're emotional. Okay, fine. Understand though, while you're dealing with it, that what you're dealing with is not your trauma or your history. You're dealing with a spirit that has come to speak against who God came to deliver you from. Cast your burdens on him because he cares for you. That's in Christ. The Antichrist says, nope, you carry your own burdens because that's your responsibility. That's Antichrist. That's why the scripture says, listen close. Cast down all imaginations and every thought that seeks to exalt itself above the knowledge of Christ. The anointing. These spirits seek to exalt, these thoughts seek to exalt themselves above the knowledge of Christ, which means if they seek to exalt themselves against Christ, then they are antichrist. So as I've been dealing with these things that have been coming against me, God, I said, God, just before I got on the camera, I said, well, then what are we talking about? He said, you're talking about dealing with spirits that are contradictory to my promises. You're talking about dealing with things that are antichrist. They are against my promise. My provision, my mandates. You're accepting them as things that are part of life, but they're not supposed to be a part of your life. They're anti-Christ. Did this help somebody today? So, don't even want to talk about that sucker then. I'm going to go right back to this one. Number four. Dear children, and I like the fact that he comes in on this level. He talks about this spirit of Antichrist that is promised and it's big and it's spooky. Ooh, right? Then he says to you, but little children, he doesn't even come and say, but you powerful men and women of God, you are greater than him. He comes to you as children and says, but little, dear, sweet baby children, even as babies, greater is he who is in you than he, this Antichrist that is in the world. Even from, are you listening? He's coming at you from a perspective of a child and saying, even as a child, you're more powerful than him. Dear children, You are from God, and not will overcome them, but have overcome them. We're gonna be strong, and we're gonna learn to stand against the powers of interest. No, he said, you have overcome them. Because I'm a strong Christian, I pray and I fast, and I seek the Lord with all my heart, because I pray a lot and I go to church and I tithe, because the one who is in you is greater. That's it. That's all. Pack it up. Time to leave. That's it. You are better than anything Antichrist can throw at you because of he who is in you. It's greater than he who is in the world. You have to understand and take it to your heart. I have to understand and take it to my heart that these battles, quote unquote, are already secured. They're already won. I want to bring it home with this. God gave me this vision years ago, and I accepted it, but I didn't accept it. And I've been dealing with it over the years of trying to bring it to fruition in my heart and thoughts. And I'm getting better with it every time, but it's just every single time he brings this vision back to me. And this was when I was in the baby in Christ, and I didn't know as much word as I know now. And I was really just going through some emotional stuff, you know, just, and let me just say this, when we go through stuff, it's not really new stuff. It's stuff that the enemy is found in your old thoughts and your own mindsets, and he just throws it at you, and you just realize, start going, I don't know if I can handle this. I don't know, this is above me, and makes you question if you really have what God says you have, and you can be what God says you can be, and all the lies and stuff that go with, you know, we understand what I'm saying. I don't have to break it down much further. And I was really a baby Christian, and I was going through, I mean, all the stuff. And I, of course, I was in the church that was telling me, but you're supposed to go through that. That's what happens. Unless you go into suffering, God don't really like you. See, you know what God is pleased with you when the devil's beating you up all the time. That's how you know that you were, you know, all these lies. You heard them. I didn't make this up. This is preached throughout the church still to the day. You judge how good your walk is with God by how much hell you're going through. Because if the devil ain't bothering you, that means you ain't a threat. First of all, that is actually the opposite of that. Because if the devil knew that you really knew the principle, he wouldn't really mess with you like that. Kingdom suffer violent, divide, take over. We will come up against the gates of hell and they will not prevail against us. So he already knows. No, we don't want him coming up in our house and running up down my gates with a bulldozer and busting up my kingdom. So let's just leave that one, because if we start messing with them, they're going to get violent and come up in here and take it by force. And you want to take the strong man's house, you must first bind up the strong man. All these are scriptures. They're right there. I'm not making none of this stuff up. But we still think we're trying to attain something that the word keeps telling us we already have. Okay. I digress. Let me go back to the vision. So I'm going through all this pain. I mean, I'm suffering, and I'm under the teaching that I'm supposed to suffer. So I'm suffering. I think I'm being a good Christian by suffering. And one day I was like, it was like a heavy depression spirit on me. It was heavy. And I was laying there and I was praying. I was laying on the bed on my back, and I was just looking up at the sky and I was just praying. And God shows me this vision. And in this vision, I'm in a wrestling match, and I'm in the ring, and I'm fighting this demon, this spirit. And then the other one jumps in. I was really into wrestling then. So God like was showing me something that I could relate to. The other one jumped in, tagged the other one, and he jumped in. And they're both like literally armbarring me and slamming me off the ropes and drop kicking me and just really beating the crap out of me. And I'm doing my best to fight. I'm fighting. I'm doing my best. I'm getting beat up. I'm getting knocked around. And Jesus is standing in my corner at the rope with his hands out saying, tag me, tag me. And I'm going, I got it. I got it. I got it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do all things through Christ. And I'm fighting and I'm getting bust up in the face. Tag me. Tag. He's got his hand out. Tag me. I can do it, Lord. I can do it. I can do it. I'm strong. I'm stronger than the Lord and the prophet's might. I can do it, Lord. And then the third one jumps in, and now it's really bad. And Jesus just keeps saying, tag me. So finally, I'm beat up enough that I can't take it anymore. And I reach out and I hit Jesus's hand. Now, I know what you're all thinking. And Jesus jumped in the ring and stopped drop kicking and smashing demons everywhere. No. The ring, the demons, and everything else disappeared. I was no longer in the ring. Everything was gone. It literally, I tagged him and everything just ceased to even be an issue. And I remember that so clearly when he brings it back to me. Tag me. Why are you trying to be strong? You are greater than he who is in the world because of who is in you. Tag me. Amen. All the gifts and promises of God are yea and amen. They're a promise. And those promises are ours. The key is we don't work for a gift, we receive a gift. Religion has taught us that we have to work for and fight for the gift. We don't. We just have to receive it. The scripture tells us to work out our salvation with trembling and fear. We work out our salvation. That's our walk with him. But the gifts that he's promised us, those are ours. And we don't work for those. We can't work for them. There's no way. And those of you who have been breaking your behind to do good, and I've had a couple of people say to me, but I'm trying to do the right thing. I'm doing all the right stuff. I'm doing what I know I do. I know to do right. And it's like, yeah, you know, my old saying, well, how's that working for you? Because either you receive the gifts of God or you don't. And that's the thing God is reminding me of in this season. You can't work for this, son. You have to give it to me. You have to cast your care. You have to tag me. Don't work for the gifts. Either they're yours or they're not.